This is WKAR Online. Saturday night at MSU's Wharton Center, the Lansing Symphony Orchestra resumes its season with a concert featuring Brahms' Symphony No. 1 and music of Corigliano from the movie The Red Violin. WKAR's Melissa Benmark spoke with conductor Timothy Muffet about the music on the program.
Of course, the composer is John Corigliano, one of the most important living composers today. And so writing film music is not a total departure for him. He's done it in the past. Altered States was the other big film that he wrote for. But he's no stranger to film composition, but he's really a concert composer and an extraordinary concert composer. This work is, I think, one of the masterpieces of the 21st century for violin and orchestra. It's the Chaconne. So he took the elements of the film score and developed it into this piece he calls Chaconne. And it's a very traditional Chaconne in the sense of the centuries-old musical form. I think it's a brilliantly inspired piece. He turned this into a concerto also that I find less appealing personally than this Chaconne. I think is absolutely perfect music. It's probably 18 minutes long and absolutely inspired from beginning to the end. I really love it.
And following in the fine tradition of composers writing for a stage play or something and then making sure that there's a good concert suite.
Right,
afterwards.
Absolutely. Yes. This certainly has made the movie live on. And just even on its own, if it had no connection to a movie, it wouldn't matter. It's just a great, great piece of music that all audiences will enjoy.
I've been trying to think what to ask you about the Brahms, and it's hard for me because that's a really personal piece. Mm-hmm. When I was probably 10 years old, I begged my father to take it off because the first movement scared me.
Wow.
So on reading up on it, I'm looking at Brahms taking between 14 and his own account 21 years to do the thing. There is a richness to it. There is a personableness to it, even though it seems so epic to me and almost like it would be more intimidating to do than some of Beethoven's works.
It's a very intimidating piece of music. For starters, it is the greatest first symphony ever written. You know, I don't know every first symphony, but I know a lot of them. I know most of them.
That's your job.
And I can't think of another first symphony that approaches this in terms of its magnitude, in terms of its power and its inspiration, and there isn't a note out of place. It's, for me, the Brahms symphonies together are they're kind of like the Parthenon. It's just something that you can't imagine that it was constructed by humans, that it just seems like it was always there, sort of in the cosmos. That's the way I feel about the Brahms symphonies. It's hard to imagine that they were written by a mere mortal. And
not only that, a mortal who was struggling under the shadow of Beethoven and kicking himself all the way.
Right. Yes. It is a remarkable composition. I find the Brahms symphonies always intimidating when I begin to study them in preparation for a performance. You just don't want to disturb them. They're so perfectly conceived and created that as the performer, and I think this goes with a lot of Brahms music, really, as the performer, we just want to make sure that we handle it with the great care. It's, and I've used this analogy before, I feel like it's someone's handed me the Mona Lisa and asked me to watch it for the weekend.
And no pressure. No pressure.
And make sure that everyone gets to see it in all its beauty and nothing happens to it. And then, I mean, having said all that, Brahms also was a great communicator with his performers. And he tells us, he's very detailed in how he wants a piece of music to unfold. Not the way Mahler was. Mahler would write paragraph after paragraph of instructions on every page. And Brahms finds another way to come at it. And I think he communicates with the performer's intuition.